Grain futures, they had actually traded higher overnight. That is until the day session came, and then they hammered on them again, as they typically do. They used wheat as the hammer, as there was rumors, and it's true, diplomatic talks that Moscow said they'd hope something would resume. They would go to maybe an Abu Dhabi. Well, just the concept of him meeting was the bearish part. Never mind the fact that Ukraine overnight pounded on Norilsk with more drones, that is their biggest Blackwater seaport, doing more damage to grain silos and loaders, meaning there's no grain coming there for a long time, even after the war ends. But the comments sent it lower, but here's the reality. Russia demands that Ukraine secede the remainder of the Donbas, and that's a non-starter for Zelensky. So nothing's going to happen, but that's how this market works. You know, you can hope in one hand and do something in the other hand, and what do you got? You really got nothing here other than volatility, and the grain trade knows that if they create volatility, drive prices down, spook you, and do it long enough, you'll part with your grain. They'll let some grain go. It's kind of like the corn and the soybean early harvest. You have beans in the teens, and you've got corn well above $5, not just at $5, but well above $5 into the third marker. Actually hit $5.50 last week. So it's coming off the combine. It's going straight to town. And so the harvest sales, they're going to be made along with these sales that right now, well, hey, we didn't think we were going to get this 60 days ago, so I'll take some of it. So we've got to work through this. But what is important is the WASDE crop report coming up Friday. We do not only have a declining yield, we have a big demand base. And the demand base is not likely to slack off as we go into new crop, as the USDA tries to imply on new crop carryout numbers. They've got corn carryout showing 325 million bushels less demand than this year. And this year keeps dialing up by every month. And then we have the prospect that with a billion bushels of corn is going to be needed into Europe because of their crop shortfall and their drought, we're going to get a piece of that. Just getting a third of that, 300 million bushels, pumps our demand back up, which does what? Takes that carryout crashing down, even with yields. We have in the works the ability to get to a 1.2 billion bushel carryout on corn. Well, that's $6 corn. It's not guaranteed, but that's $6 corn. And if we don't have a Black Sea open in the next 60 days, well, there's no corn by any large quantities coming out of Ukraine either, heading to the Southeast Asian countries, of which they'll buy that from us. So it's a long road to the directions of where these prices could head to, but shake and bake is always part of the plan, and we'll see here where this thing leads to. But for today, we're softer. If corn closes lower today, it would be the fifth day in a row of closing lower since hitting 550 last week. We're down 3.5 cents on December corn right now at 530. Lower by 3.25 on March, 5.45¾. In the wheat trade, December Chicago is the one they're beating up on, down 14¾ cents, 7.32. They did take out last week's low by a few pennies, but we're back above that price now, especially for December Kansas. They didn't even want to take out last week's lows. We're down 9.5 cents right now at 8.09½. Minneapolis, well, they've picked up a few pennies in the last hour. They're only down a half a penny in Minneapolis December now, 7.53½. Minneapolis March only down 0.25 cents, 7.17¾. Soybeans, they're recovering from early day losses. We're only down 4.5 cents right now on the November contract, 13.11¾. January's down 4.5 cents, 13.27½. March down 4.75, 13.33¾ cents. Soybean meal, by the way, up $2.50 a ton, 3.52.30. While December bean oil is taking a break today, down 10 cents at 70.60, despite a sharply higher crude oil market. In the cattle trade, after yesterday's big vault to the upside, finding a little gravity today, but not too bad. Box beef, very supportive, strong improvement here today. Choice up $4.16, 382.18, but the select is off 34 cents, 355.05, but the movement already, 84 loads. Cash trade is thought that they might try to trade higher this week. That was before the opening, but we'll see. October cattle today down $1.77, 215.25, obviously a discount to last week's cash trade. Some are thinking 223 here maybe this week could occur. If that happens, you'll see that October contract back near 217 or 218. December cattle losing $1.35, 217.87. February off 85 cents, 219.60. Now feeders, the index today, What'd she do? Here she is, up 45 cents, 327.43. The daily is at 328.38 on 690 head. Total head count on that index, so 9,829 head, so a good test. Well, we are currently premium, the index on September feeders, even though we're down 40 cents, we're at 328.47. October feeders, lower by 75 cents, 324.70. November, just down 5 cents, 320.40. And January's higher by 20 cents, 313.25. Hogs, big gains yesterday, big losses today. Down $1.42 on October, 82.82 last. The December contract, giving up 75 cents, 74.30. Well, in the metals today, gold is climbing $19 an ounce, $4,458. December silver back at it to the upside, up $1.50, 68.15. Bitcoin September contract up $330, $78,915. And crude oil, as you've heard, higher. That North Brent Sea crude over $100 a barrel right now, up $2.74 to $100.64. That's dragged the October contract higher. Currently up $2.75, $95.78. Wild disparity on the products. Diesel fuel up 21.5 cents a gallon, $4.78 and a quarter. Gasoline, though, off 5.25 cents, $3.20 a gallon. Any questions, you can always find us at heartlandinvest.com. Our phone numbers are prominently at the top. You can get a free look at our newsletter. Check it out. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day.